Previously on the Absurd About podcast.
Start? I don't feel so good.
Oh, what a day! What a lovely day!
And we give it back to you. The people.
Because it is my name!
You shall not pass!
What happened? I went down, friend, I've come again.
Yeah, he's from India, but it's not my Indian girlfriend this time. Not my Indian girlfriend this time. Hello, how are you doing? I'm sure you're fine. How am I doing? I'm doing awesome. Thanks for asking. Yeah, welcome to the Absurd About podcast. The podcast with no real description. So, for this episode, it will be about my Indian girlfriend, contrary to what I said in my last episode. And it was on this fateful day I was in my house. Of course, I have to be in my house. Stay at home, guys. I was in my house and I was just browsing the internet on how to learn AI from scratch, because I'm actually an AI engineer in training, if you didn't know that. And if you want to know more about me, you should probably check out my website. I was just, you know, trying to learn how to be an AI engineer from scratch. And I thought about Elon Musk's. That's a funny word. So I was learning about Elon Musk's way to approach things. He approached things from fundamental level, you know, from the ground up. So I decided to learn AI engineering from scratch, from the ground up, from the fundamentals. So I googled how to be an AI engineer from scratch. And I was faced with lots of results, but then I saw this website. It was called simplylearn.something. I can't remember what the name of the website was, simplylearn. And I decided to just check it out. So I opened it and I saw a particular course. It wasn't like a course, it was a master's degree course. It was artificial intelligence engineering master's degree course. So I decided to check it out. It was really nice, you know. It had these nice specs. You get your own personal tutor, you get lots of nice videos and stuff, and you also get certificates that was co-sponsored by IBM. And if you don't know, IBM is quite a big computer company. It was the first company to make the first commercially available computer back in the 90s or the 80s, I can't remember what date. So you learned something new today. IBM, the first company to make a commercially available computer. Yeah, so you get certificates from IBM and from SimplyLearn. Then the only thing was, the cost was very expensive. $1,200, $1,200. I mean, I couldn't afford that, obviously. Can't even afford to pay for my own food by myself without the help of my parents. It's sad, I know, but it's true. I still depend on my parents for my daily living. So obviously I couldn't afford that, so I just decided to just window shop the course. Yeah, welcome to 2020, where we window shop everything. Shoes, laptops, courses, everything. I decided to just window shop it. So, but then to look through the syllabus of the course, you have to submit your email and your phone number. And it was kind of weird. I had to put in my phone number. But then what's the worst that could happen, right? So I put in my phone number and my email. And 5 minutes later, I got a phone call. Just kidding, that's not my ringtone. Okay, back to business. Then I got a phone call.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, this is Shifa Kumari. I'm the senior learning consultant of City Learn. I learned that you enrolled in one of our courses.
I haven't enrolled, but I was planning on it.
Oh, alright. Let me convince you a bit more. So, Artificial Intelligence Engineering Master's Program. City Learn's Artificial Intelligence Engineer course prepares you for the role of Artificial Intelligence Engineering and makes you an expert in supervised learning, unsupervised learning, reinforcement learning. Anyway, and the course fee goes for something as low as $1,200. Are you interested in enrolling now?
$1,200? Nah, I can't afford that. That's too much.
Oh. Lucky for you, we have a $400 discount on the course. Is that fine?
No, that is still too much for me. Still can't afford that.
Oh, all right. So how much can you afford?
Well, something along $100. Hello.
$100. Okay. You know what? I can do you a favor by adding my scholarship coupon to the discount fee, and you can go for $300. How does that sound?
$200. Well, that. Okay, I can work with that.
Oh, alright.
Okay, to be honest, at this point I was confused. It just came out of the blue. I didn't really expect anyone to call me concerning the course, not to talk of an Indian woman. So I didn't really need time. I didn't really need 1 or 2 hours. I just needed to plan my next move. No, I just needed to strategize, like, is this really for real? I didn't really bring in that $1,200 to $300 because of me.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I'm calling back in anticipation of your reply.
I told you in 2 hours. I'm still not ready for it now.
Oh, really? You're still not ready? What is making you take so much time? What exactly is happening?
I can't pay it right now because I don't have the money. I'm actually a student and I'm still depending on my parents for stuff. So I'll have to talk to them about paying the money. And they are not currently home right now. So that was why I asked you to give me that time so I could just speak with them when they get back.
All right. So, okay. I will wait for you to clarify things with your parents and I will call you back in the next 60 minutes. How does that sound?
Yeah, that's cool.
All right. So, expect my call in 1 hour.
Okay. Thank you.
Hello? Yes, it's 1 hour time.
Yeah,
and what is your final decision?
Yeah, I know I said 1 hour, but there are still no back yet.
Yes, there is still not back after all the time that you have given me to be expected.
Yeah, I know. I thought they'd be back by now, but I'm still expecting them. I don't know what's wrong.
Are you sure you still want this scholarship program? Do you still want this master's program of
CET? I actually do. Okay, if you were in the shoes of this, my Indian girlfriend, you would also be you would also start to doubt me too, because that's what she was doing. She was already starting to doubt me that, would she really get this money from me? Because I was giving too many excuses. Gosh, I really did give too many excuses. Hello.
Hello. So, have you gotten your final answer?
Are
you ready to enroll in the test?
No, I won't be going along with it. I'm not interested anymore.
Okay. Are you sure I could increase the time to tomorrow if that is fine with you?
No, that won't be necessary. That won't be necessary. My friends came back and they said they just can't afford the $300. It's just too much.
You should just have told me this from the very beginning.
I told you.
You mean to tell me that you wasted over 3 hours of your time as well as mine going back and forth? You couldn't even afford a simple $300 for an artificial intelligence master's program?
Don't be sorry.
Think of your career 5 years down the line, you will be in the same place. You will not move forward with this mindset that you are carrying around.
Wow.
And not even being able to pay a simple $800 for a massive program that will change your life.
Oh, okay, let me just stop you right there. I think that is very offensive, and I don't appreciate you talking to me in that manner. So could you please stop that?
Yes, definitely. Because if you are not serious about your career right now, no one can ever convince your parents. So you have to step up with your life. Step up.
What? Are you even actually from Simply Lane? What did you say your name was again? Yes. So you might have guessed already, today we are talking about scams, frauds, you know, everything. So first of all, we'll be covering types of scams, and then I'll be going into how to avoid scams or how to spot scams or stuff like that. So first of all, what are types of scams? The first one would be the attempts to gain your personal information. This could involve hacking or identity theft, where they try to steal your identity, basically try to represent you to another person. This is identity theft. There's also phishing. No, it's not phishing. It's not phishing. No, why would it's phishing? phishing. This is when they try to trick you into revealing details like, you know, your bank account, password, your ATM password and stuff like that, your computer password, your social media passwords and stuff like that. That's phishing. So our next type is the buying and selling kind of scams. These are the ones that maybe they give you false billings, like they tell you to pay for things that you didn't order. This is kind of weird, though. Why don't you remember that you bought something? This is what happens when you have too much money. The next thing under buying and selling is, you know, health and medical products. These are false cure-all products. This is very rampant now. This spread of, you know, coronavirus, where you hear that there's a medicine or there's a drug, there's a herb that can cure coronavirus, or there's a supplement that can cure all diseases, and then it's very expensive because, you know, it cures all diseases. Scam a lot. And there's also online shopping scams too, where you see someone is pretending to be a real seller, and they might even have a fake website for a fake ad. Those ones are very deceptive. It's also my favorite, the psychic and clairvoyance. Those that claim to offer help to those that claim to offer you help for a particular sum of money. Maybe they want to see into your future and they'll tell you what's happening to your future, particular amount of money, or they want to increase your destiny. They want to make your destiny in the future so big and wide. So you have to offer them amount of money so they can boost your destiny and stuff like that. These are for the very those are very religious, or you are very superstitious. This is where they try to scam you. Be careful about that too. Then we have for the third type of scam, we have dating and romance scams. You know, the real girlfriends and boyfriends. It's also called catfishing. In this one, they'll try to arrest you emotionally. It could take weeks, months, and even years. It could take years. These people are very determined. These dating and romance scams, they could also lead to money laundering. You know, they'll send money to you and they tell you to send it to somebody somewhere because they could not send it. That is money laundering. You should not do that if you're in this kind of situation. You could be in big trouble for it, and you need a good lawyer to get out of it. And lawyers are expensive. For the next type of scam, we have the investment scams. This is the most popular one now. Whew. Quick money schemes. There is no quick money scheme. And then the next type of scam, we have the threats, extortion, and blackmail. For this particular one, they tell you that they're going to kill you if you don't give them money. Or they even make it spiritual. They'll send evil spirits to you if you don't give them money. This one is quite hard to come out of because you don't know if they are bluffing or not. The best thing is to just involve the police or involve someone else who can involve the police. And if it's with blackmail, you have to be smart about this, because I can't say go to the police, because obviously they are holding you down with blackmail because they know you can't go to someone about it. That's on you, my friend. You have to find your smart way around it. Then for the last type of scam, this scam is called a Nigerian scam. Believe it or not, Nigerians, you have a scam named after you. Scammers will tell you his money is trapped somewhere due to some sad story or some sub story about how his money is stuck in tribal wars, or his money is stuck in one country that is filled with Ebola and he can't get to his money, and he needs you to help pay for bank fees and bank charges so that he can get his money back, and in return he will give you a large percentage of the money. This is called the Nigerian 419 scam. It originated from Nigeria, but now it's common in all parts of the world now, but it's originated in Nigeria. At least we have something to our name here in Nigeria, even though it's bad and it's infamous. The 419 suffix at the back is from the section of the Nigerian Criminal Code that outlaws the practice of scams and stuff in Nigeria. So now I've told you all the types of scams: attempts to give you personal information, buying or selling, dating and romance scams, investment scams, threats, extortion and blackmail scams, and Nigerian scams. So how do you avoid all this? How do you spot all these scams? It's simple. Just get rid of your phone, get rid of your laptop, your tablets, your iPad, your computers, your everything. Anything that can connect you to the outside world. You know, just get rid of everything, get into your car, leave the country, go to an isolated island and live there. You should probably take a friend with you, if you're a friend of the opposite sex, so you guys can have children, you know, and have sex, have children. Because you know what they say, it takes a child to raise a whole village. So if you both have sex, you have to keep putting in mind that you have to have both sexes. Because if it's just one sex and you only have one sex, you've not had enough sex. So you need to have more sex to get both sexes. And then both sexes also have sex and have their own children of both sexes. Now that's a lot of sex. And you could do that, or you could just follow these 5 simple tips that I'm going to give to you and also avoid getting scammed. Now, number one, scams target everyone. So don't be caught unawares. Don't make the mistake of not expecting it, because you also know what they say. If you are not aware, you are not beware. That may not make any sense because I just came up with it on the spot. Number two, know who you are giving your money to, or at least let them be accountable for it. If you are going to be giving out your money online to someone you don't know, someone you just met online, you should know that there's a chance that you're going to be scammed. You've never met the person, or you don't know someone who has met the person, or you don't know a company that person is affiliated to that you could account that person to, you should probably just avoid getting into deals with that, with such kind of person. Number three, don't respond to phone calls asking for access to your phone, your computers, your bank account details and stuff like that. You know, just in fact, when you get a call and someone asks you to give your account details and stuff, just hang up. Don't give them the opportunity to convince you. Just hang up. It's safer for everyone. Number five, be careful when shopping online. This is very difficult because it's not easy to spot fake online websites. So the best thing to do is just look for reviews about that particular website. If you are buying from a known website or a known online website, you should check the reviews of that seller. Although buying from a known website will give you accountability, if the seller doesn't give you what you want, you can ask for a refund or stuff like that from the online markets. Just like AliExpress, if I buy something online and I don't receive it, I can just open a dispute and I get my money back, or at least I get half of my money back. So you should shop from well-known websites. If it's not a well-known website, just look for reviews online. So sadly, we've gotten to the outro of today's episode. Kemi was my Indian girlfriend for this episode, and newsflash, she's not Indian, but she is my girlfriend. And she's not only a talented voice actor, but she's also a gifted writer. You should check out her articles on Medium. I'll be putting the links in the description. So till next time, I want you to stay scam free, stay safe, stay awesome,
and don't forget to be awesome.